Good morning. I would like to call the Senate Education Committee to order at 8 a.m. Today is Wednesday, February 15th. Welcome, everyone. This morning we have present Senator Geisel, good morning, and Senator Begich. So we do have a quorum to conduct business, and myself, Chair Hughes. Remember the cell phone bit, and thank you to those assisting us here in the room. Today we'll be hearing Senate Resolution 3, February 2017, Black History Month, sponsored by Senator Begich. So, Senator Begich, if you would like to approach the table, as a sponsor, he will present the bill, and we'll have committee discussion, and then we'll have invited in public testimony. So, Senator Begich.
Thank you, Chair Hughes, and thank you for the opportunity to present this bill. My name is Senator Tom Begich. I represent downtown Anchorage, Fairview, Mountain View, Airport Heights, and surrounding areas of Anchorage. I'm pleased to be here today to offer you a very, very brief read the sponsor statement and offer you a very brief description of Senate Resolution 3. Senate Resolution 3, as you know, is a proclaiming February 2017 as Black History Month. Just as we have said in session, but which I'll repeat here for the record, in 1926, Dr. Carter Woodson established Negro History Week to coincide with the birth shared by Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. It's Frederick Douglass who once observed, "It's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men," which kind of makes it appropriate that the Education Committee would be the first committee referral for this resolution honoring Black History Month. I'll be brief because I know that we have some folks online who want to make some statements about this, but I did want to mention that in 76, then President Ford expanded February to Black History Month in honor of the nation's bicentennial. And I wanted to reinforce something that we've been hearing on the floor is the number of stories of people in Alaska as well as in the United States that have ensured that African Americans and the role that they play in history are not forgotten. In particular, if you look at the whereas clauses of the resolution which are before you, we cite some of those examples. And the very last one of those I'll call your attention to is the honoring of Company L, 24th Infantry, which was an African American company that helped build the Alaska Highway, which many of us came down to come here to Juneau, portion of it anyway. With that said, I also want to point out last night the Anchorage Assembly did, in fact, dedicate their transit center to John S. Parks, a longtime African-American activist in the spirit of Black History Month. And so with that said, I know that there are some folks online, but I'm also prepared to answer any questions about the resolution, should members have it. But I would encourage your support of the resolution.
Thank you, Senator Begich. Members, do you have any questions? Senator Geisel.
I just have one comment, Madam Chair. A couple days ago, I went online to YouTube, and there's a National Geographic, I'm pretty sure it was National Geographic, video. It's about an hour long, about the building of the Alaska Highway by the African-American troops. And it's a fascinating documentary. I just want to recommend it to folks.
Okay, thank you, Senator Geisel. I guess we can Google that and find it, hopefully. In fact, Senator Begich, if you happen to do that, want to provide the link, we'd share it with the committee.
I would be happy to do so. In fact, I do have the link upstairs, so I will do that.
Okay, excellent. Anything else? All right, then we will move on. Thank you very much, Senator Begich. And I see we have some folks online. And so we will start with Celeste Hodge with Shiloh Community Development. Celeste, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, if you could introduce yourself from the record and proceed with your testimony on Resolution 3.
Okay. Good morning, members of the committee. I'm Celeste Hodge Crowden, Executive Director of Shiloh Community Development Incorporated, a local nonprofit 501c3 organization that empowers youth, minorities, and the disadvantaged to improve lives. The organization's goal is to enhance the quality of life of those less fortunate by providing transitional assistance, economical and educational opportunities, job search support, health education, prevention and wellness programs, and youth mentorship. The major emphasis of SCDI is to develop and promote programs that advance minorities, youth, and the disadvantaged in health, education, justice, and economic development. First, I'd like to thank Senator Begich for sponsoring this resolution and for the many that signed on. I was actually at the assembly meeting last night where there were many African Americans that were recognized for their contributions to Alaska, including myself, so I was honored to be one of those individuals. But on behalf of Shiloh Community Development, I urge passage of Senate Resolution 3, which recognizes the significance of Black History Month as an important time to reflect on the many contributions of Black Americans in this nation and in our state. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Celeste, for your testimony, and congratulations on that honor last evening. Next, we have Ed Wesley. Ed, can you hear me, and can you introduce yourself and provide your affiliation, please?
Yes, my name is Ed Wesley. I'm a former president of the Anchorage branch of the NHCP. I'm also chairing the committee for Black History Month this year for the NHCP. I'm calling to offer my support for the resolution, but I also like to point out that it's unfortunate that we have to have American history that is separated out, because we have Black History Month because the omission of all the history that should be in the American history books and recognized. We as Alaskans and as Americans, when we grab a peanut butter sandwich or when we drive through the stoplights, we don't, in most cases, have the knowledge of those who invented the peanut butter or those who invented the stoplights. And so as Americans, we go along every day with over 50% of our comforts and conveniences that we enjoy every day as a result of African-American conventions. The omission takes place because of those who want to keep the history out and because of those who say they want it in but don't do anything about it. So I applaud the committee for having the resolution to support Black History Month. And I think that I would encourage all of the members of the committee to take time and just Google Black American inventions, and you will see that over 50% of the comforts and conveniences that you enjoy every day comes as a result of African-American inventions. Thank you so much for allowing me to offer my support for this Senate Bill Resolution Number 3.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wesley. We appreciate your testimony. Next, we have Cal Williams online. Cal, if you could introduce yourself and provide your affiliation, please.
Good morning, and thanks for including me. I am the political action chair for the NAACP, a past president, and indeed one of the recipients last night of an award, surprisingly. Currently, I'm the chair of the John S. Parks name panel, and that work was recognized last night, as previously indicated, by the assembly voting unanimously to name the new transit center after Mr. Parks. And though Mr. Parks is long dead, this award, you know, will benefit him not at all personally. We are taking that moment and this achievement to inspire our youth that this carpenter, this man who had low economic or educational achievement, was able to do great things for the state of Alaska, particularly the community in which he lived, which was neglected and maligned until he agitated and got the streets paved and lighting put in and the post office improved and public transportation, just numerous achievements. So indeed, history of the African American in Anchorage, Alaska, and numerous people, Caucasians as well, has been lost, stolen, or strayed because the dumpster. We need a place to house these numerous documents. The first African-American to serve in the legislature, Blanche McSmith, amassed great numbers of documents with the hope of one day publishing a book. That never occurred. And all of that information rests now in some dumpster. So thanks for recognizing African-American history. I support and speak proudly for Senate Resolution 3. Thank you for your efforts. Let us work further to establish a permanent housing place for these documents that I have put in my house. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much, Mr. Williams, and congratulations, too, for your award last evening. Next, we will open public testimony. And is there anyone in the room, or is anyone signed up? Okay. Is there anyone in the room, any of the students, perhaps, who would like to testify? Your big opportunity. Okay. With that, we will close public testimony. And is there further discussion by the committee? Senator Begich.
Thank you, Chair Hughes. I wanted to also acknowledge and ensure that the folks that are listening online and here in the audience know that my colleagues in the Senate during special orders on the floor have been recognizing a number of our Alaskan African Americans and national folks who have done some of these inventions. Senator Bishop, of course, Senator Von Himhoff was praising former Representative Blanche McSmith just the other day in her comments, and so I want to assure those online that the Senate is not forgotten and that the Senate is doing a very good job of ensuring people do know the important contributions African Americans have made, not just to Alaskan history, but to the creative and inventive society we live in.
Thank you, Senator Begich, for those additional comments. I don't see any other members from comment, so I would ask, what is the will of the committee? I will make a comment, I guess, before I ask for the will of the committee, is that I appreciate this resolution, and it's February 15th, the month is half over, so because of that, typically I would often hold something for a second day, but I would like to keep this moving through because we are mid-month, so I would ask, what is the will of the committee at this point?
Thank you, Madam. Thank you, Madam Chair. I move Senate Resolution Number 3, Version 30LS0418/Delta, from this committee to the next with individual recommendations.
Okay. And with that, it has moved from the committee, and we will take a moment to take an at ease to sign the document, and then a few closing comments before we adjourn. Education Committee back to order, and I just want to make a closing announcement before we adjourn. Our next meeting is 8 a.m. this Friday, and we're going to have two presentations, and I would say this could be a very pivotal hearing on Friday as far as what we will learn, although we've had many where we've had some pretty amazing takeaways, but I think this one will be of particular interest. We're going to hear from the Florida Virtual Schools and the New York State Education Distance Education Consortium. And so that will provide models that we can consider if there are pieces that might work for Alaska. So seeing no other business before the committee, we will adjourn at 8:16 a.m.